Once upon a time, there was an author who had a podcast.
Author Unplugged!
Yo, 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 guys, it's Christina, and welcome to Author Unplugged. In December 2010, me and my fiancé, Wervin, sat down to talk about writing. And since we both write sci-fi fantasy, it wasn't long before the topic turned to world-building.
And that's the thing. I feel like I have a lot of ideas, but I've put years of effort into the story that I'm telling now.
Yeah.
So it just feels very difficult jumping off and starting something new.
Yeah.
Because I haven't started anything new in, like, 11 years.
Mm. Right, you've been playing in this one world for a while now.
Yeah. You know, I have other... Obviously, I've told you some of the ideas I have, and I really want to do that, but for some reason, I keep thinking if it doesn't suck together and turn into something as big as what the world I'm working in now is,
yeah,
then it's not worth it. But that's ridiculous, because it's taking me this long to figure out this world.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so
different writers have done it a different way. Tolkien never wrote anything that wasn't really Middle Earth, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And he wrote many, many things that were set there.
Yeah. It's true. But the world is so full of beautiful things to explore. If I keep putting it into Thogland, eventually it'll just turn into the real world. That's my biggest problem, is that I have so many ideas, and I'm not really sure how to devote time to them, or if I should, because I have so much going on, you know, with this.
Of course, not all of them fit in the world of Thogland.
No. Some of them are very strongly rooted in our world.
Yeah.
And I want to tell tons of stories. Like, I don't just want to... I want to write in different genres and stuff. I don't want to focus on one thing, so...
Yeah.
I feel like I've kind of trapped myself, but it's a willing trap. And I like where I am. It's just kind of like, I have to dig myself out.
Dig yourself out.
Stone by stone.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to have to figure out how to approach a world that doesn't necessarily have to be planned out in depth. And
right.
And start and add elements that make sense together.
Mm-hmm.
And then figure things out as you go. I guess that's one way to...
And that's... Yeah, it's just a matter of splitting off time and stuff. And I mean, it's taken me 10 years to get this far with this first book. It's just kind of like...
Yeah.
I'm 25 now. I do want to start working on other stuff. I want to finish this story, but I've also been... I've always been weird with realism, though. It's like I always feel like I need to know everything about something to write something that's realistic. Or same with that way with writing, particularly. It's like I want to know all about these different areas of culture so I can write something realistic, but it's like I would be so much more comfortable writing stuff with vague and fairy tales info.
Yeah, it's difficult. And I guess when I think about some of the stuff that I have written going back, I've never worried so much about making it realistic. It's more, does it seem to make sense?
Hmm.
And not necessarily having to go so far to plan everything out back to where it's connected to the story until it needs to be there. So that when it's like, I write myself into a scenario and it's like, okay, something seemed off about this. How did this come about? And often you can get really interesting story ideas from that.
That's true.
Because then you have to come up with a way that what you've just written makes sense.
That's the other thing, yeah.
Yeah, I guess what I'm describing here is there are two different ways to come at building a giant world. There's the top-down direction where you plan everything out from a high structure and you say, you know, the world has these three countries and this country is like this and it has these states and the government works this way and it has these key people in it and, you know, build from the top and keep getting closer and closer and closer and building out each little
aspect. That's kind of what I've been doing.
And the other way to do it is to start from the bottom up and say, you know, here is this character. Here's Lottie and she lives in this town here. And these are her friends, and these are the people they know, and they live in this city, who's governed by this person. And you approach things from the micro level, and then add to them as you need to build out. Sort of a combination of these is probably the best way to go, because sometimes you need to have an overarching structure that your world fits into, and sometimes you just need to focus on letting the characters tell their own story.
Maybe we can kind of talk about them together.
We can talk about them together. I'd love to give you some of the fuller details on what I plan for
tomorrow. I would love that.
Keep up with my blogs, vlogs, and other writing stuff on my site, canelsonauthor.com/official.